thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, it is so good to be back on a Wednesday. It's great to be back with this guy, Grant Lee. See, that was very nice of me, wasn't it?
Well, that was actually really nice. You have not been nice to me on an opening like that for forever.
I wanted to start the show on a high, okay?
Well, but I'm about
to come crashing back down again because I want to know how many days have you had off work so far this week? We're at Wednesday, so two? One?
No. I've actually worked every day this week. Went till Friday, but I've got to do the podcast on Friday. So that's technically still working, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. It is. Are you saying being with me is like working? It should be fun, Mr. Lee.
No, it is. It's work.
No, you just put your foot in it.
I've got to carry this podcast.
Oh, here come we go. On. Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Go back to work, Mr. Lee. Okay, let's get down to it. We're here to talk about movies, and we're here to talk about Bring Her Back. It's our Flickster this week, which means we don't do the talking, Mr. Lee. We invite our Flickster on to give us their thoughts on the movie. Now, this is a horror, and it's no surprise that you didn't go to see it because you wouldn't last 5 minutes.
No, and as you know, I had my eyes closed, my ears closed when I watched Final Destination with you, and that was scary enough. So this one is even scarier. I watched the trailer, and it frightened the living daylights out of me.
Yeah, it looks really creepy. Aussie too for this film. So
yeah, twin brothers directing.
How good is that? We love supporting Aussie movies. Well, we're going to introduce our Talk and Flicks to next. Before we do that, Mr. Lee, guess what?
I take my headphones off now.
Yeah, this is what you're going to do, yeah.
How did you cope with Kathy being gone?
I didn't.
This is their new sister and brother, Oliver. Oliver lost his family just like you guys. Needed someone that could keep in special care. Listen, I've got to tell you a secret. Beautiful things. Listen. 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 Some people believe the spirit stays in the body for months after death.
It's working!
We can bring her back.
Oh, yes. Very, very creepy. It is Bring It Back. And the guy to tell us all about it is the wonderful George. George, welcome back to Talking Flicks, my friend.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. And, Mr. Lee's here too. I mean, do you want to say hello, Mr. Lee?
Hey, George. Thanks for coming back.
Hello.
I just when we're playing the trailer there, I did say to Mr. Lee, did he want to introduce you? And he turned around and said, oh, no, you do it. So much for Mr. Lee heavy lifting the show today.
Hey, can I just say, you didn't say what I actually said to you. I said, you do it much better. I was crawling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sucking up my ass. That's what you're doing. That's okay. We've got a long way to go, Mr. Lee. Have plenty of fluids. Keep up. George, how are you, mate? How's everything been going? And
really good.
Nice to have you back at the movies again, and this time checking out a horror, Bring Her Back. First up, what did you think of this movie?
It was incredible. I think it's going to be staying with me for a long while. It's definitely, I mean, listening to the trailer just then gave me shivers again. It's not a fun movie to watch, but it definitely gets under your skin. I think it's very visceral in what it's doing.
You know, you raise a good point there because, and I'm sure Mr. Lee would agree here, horror films probably aren't much fun to watch, are they? When you think about it, I love a horror film because it the adrenaline's pumping, but you're right, it's not like a comedy where, you know, there's a lot of fun elements to the movie, isn't there?
It's a strange one. I mean, I enjoy nothing more than sitting in a dark cinema room watching something that I can't help but want to turn away from, but can't.
Yeah, because it is. It's something you don't say, I enjoyed that movie, because it is so freaky. Because that was, I'm sorry, but I do keep going back to Final Destination because that is my only horror this year. it's not something that I say I enjoyed. I watched it. But, yeah, you can't say it's an enjoy. Where, as JT said, comedy, you can say that. So tell me, George, why did you want to see this movie? What really drew you to it? Did you know much about it? Do you know the directors? What drew you to it?
So I didn't hear much about it while it was being made. It kind of, came out of nowhere, really, but I was familiar with Danny and Michael Philippou's previous film, Talk to Me, which had a similar kind of effect on me back when I went to see that one. So as soon as I heard they had another film, I was immediately drawn to it just off the back of that, really.
Do you think their storytelling has matured from that movie? And also, you know, like to bring it back, is there a maturity between the films?
I think to watch them next to each other, like to compare them side by side, you can definitely tell that they're filmmakers who have a vision and they have a style. I think this film, they've definitely been given a little bit more budget. Sometimes they know what to do with that budget. Sometimes it comes across as a little bit, they have it, they don't know what to do with it. But you can definitely see a couple of filmmakers who are learning their craft and are getting to know, and like it'll be really interesting to see where they go from here.
Because they actually started from YouTube. They started making, and they've been making films for many, many years since they were young kids. And people saw them on YouTube, and then that's what gave them the start to get into actual real movies and horror movies of all things.
I think I saw a few of their YouTube shorts back when Talk to Me came out, and I kind of deep dived into other stuff that they'd done. I can't really remember any of them off the top of my head now, but I definitely went into those. So it is interesting, again, like to see how they went from starting on YouTube, kind of got a small budget feature made a couple of years ago, and then to go to this, which is a higher budget, but still kind of contained in its its location. It hasn't got a lot of world to build on, but they're definitely definitely growing.
We talk budget. Whereabouts do you think bulk of the budget was spent when you look at how much they have put into the movie? Was it with the cinematography? Was it with, you know, the backdrop? Was it with the cast? Whereabouts do you think the bulk of that money would have gone?
There's a lot of rain in this movie, and I know rain can be expensive to work with. So I think some budget where it went. Obviously, you've got some bigger names, mainly Sally Hawkins in this film. Other places, I think the sound design is incredible in this film. Again, I don't know what that means budget-wise for them, but that was definitely something I noticed in this film.
So you just mentioned Sally Hawkins. Now, she has been in so many films. She was in Wonka. She was in The Shape of Water. Now she's doing horror. Is that something that you expect her to do?
I mean, Sally Hawkins was notable for her absence this year in Paddington 3. It was kind of a bit like, where is Sally Hawkins? And then for her to pop up in this, which isn't dissimilar in themes from Paddington, in that she's taking in an adoptive family. It's a weird parallel to Paddington. But her career is like vast. You mentioned Shape of Water, which I think it's important to mention that she does have that. Although Shape of Water isn't a horror, she does have that background with Guillermo del Toro. But this, her performance in this reminded me of one of her really early films, Happy Go Lucky. which is a British film. It might be one of her first ever roles, but she kind of has that same kind of manic energy, just doesn't slow down, doesn't stop. Manic energy, crazy energy that she brings to this film.
Which is so good. And I have to say, The Shape of Water, I loved that movie. I thought it was so well done. I don't think people got it. I think people were thinking it was something different to what it actually was. And it was, I got the message out of it. So, yeah, she's such a versatile actor. She can go from comedy to horror to drama to anything, basically. And there's not many actors that can do that now.
So I looked it up before coming on just now. I was certain that she had won the Oscar for Shape of Water, but she missed out on it. But it's an excellent performance, and of course she's completely mute in that film. And to be able to deliver such an emotional performance without the use of any words, and just it be a completely physical performance. Like she's an incredible actor, and like this role really pushes her to like what she can do. I think she really shines in this film.
She does all of her own stunts as well, I believe, which is very impressive.
There's definitely a couple of moments where I think she probably came out with a couple of bruises running around the house.
Which, yeah, I think, yeah. I don't know whether I could do a horror. I really don't think. I'd love to be in a movie, but horror, it just scares the limb daylights out of me, so... Yeah, JT would be in a horror in a heartbeat. Final Destination.
Oh, yeah.
Final Destination 20.
But see, I make all the right moves. I wouldn't be making those stupid mistakes, as I always say, running up the stairs when you should be running out the front door and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, don't worry. No one's getting me. Yeah, and so now the film, it was about 41 days it took to shoot this movie. Is that kind of the norm, I guess, for a horror film?
I mean, it's definitely quick. It's a quick turnaround. What's that there? Like 4 weeks? A month and a bit? Month and change. Which is definitely a quick turnaround. But I think there's not many locations. It is primarily set in that one house. So I think when you've got control over an environment, there's a few shots at there's a few scenes that take place elsewhere. But I think if you've got complete control over a setting and an environment, you can work to your own schedule, which was probably to their benefit.
Lots of jump scares in this movie. From the trailer, it looks like there was tons of them.
Oh, there's definitely a couple that snuck up on me. I think the scares which are sticking with me more, though, is the performance by Jonah Renn Phillips, who plays... I can't remember Oliver. His name in the film. It's Oliver. Oliver. He has this presence that's just, he's always there, and he doesn't really jump out at you at any point, but he moves suddenly, or he'll build tension. There's a scene with some melon, which, again, the sound design is... I've never been more aware of my own teeth in my own mouth before, but it was uncomfortable, and he's delivering that along with like the sound design, the effects, and everything's just working together. He's really good in it.
You didn't drop your popcorn, did you? Or sit on your chop top?
I clutched my popcorn box harder than I think I popped it a bit.
That's right. Mr. Lee knows all about not eating ice creams.
And I was just going to say, George, the reason why JT brought up the Chock Top was because him and I went and watched Wolf Creek 3, I think it was.
Two.
And I had a Chock 2, was it? Mm. I had my Chock Top in my hand, and as soon as it started, I don't eat it straight away. I like soft ice cream, so I'll wait a bit. I put it on the seat next to me. And that was where it stayed until the end. And I completely forgot about it because I was so scared.
It was a slop top by the end, so it was...
Thank God it was still in its chop top bag, let me tell you. I would have had to clean the mess up.
He still ate it on the way home, so it was a bit messy.
I have a spoon on the way out.
That's exactly right. But no, you've got to have these snacks when you go to the movies. Now, would you recommend bring it back to others? And... Who do you think the audience would be that would appreciate this movie the most?
I would definitely recommend it. I think if you're a fan of horror, then you need to go and see it. I think that's who it's aimed at, horror fans. It's an A24 film, so I think that's another specific horror audience who will be ready for this one. I think anyone who saw Talk to Her and enjoyed that one. I think those are... that's its audience. So a couple of other films, like, it reminded me of that. It's like, if you liked, you should go see Bring Her Back. It reminded me of Pet Sematary, the Stephen King, in its themes and the way it kind of, like, it's dark and brooding. And then another one, Gothica, which is like a 2000s horror movie. Just in the fact that it's raining all the time and it's creepy, and it gave me that kind of feeling, which is a film that I'd not thought about for years, and then was hit with it today.
You don't see much sun in certain horror films, do you? It's all about the rain, the gloomy clouds, the dark.
And dark.
Yes.
I was going to say, even when it was daytime, it was cloudy.
Too funny. So tell me, the film's atmosphere is described as very unsettling. Was there any scenes that, without giving plots away too much or giving any secrets away, was there anything that stood out in your mind?
Oh, there's too many scenes that come to mind. I think with it being centered around a visually impaired girl, we're put in her shoes quite a lot, in the fact that we don't see and we are listening quite a lot, and we know that something is going on around a corner and we can't quite see it, so we're hearing a lot of things before we see it, if we see it at all, which is just constantly putting you on edge of what's around the corner, what's going to jump out at you, what's going to happen. And it doesn't let up for a moment. Even when you think, even when it makes you feel like you're safe for a second, it pulls the rug out from under your feet.
Is there room for another film in this franchise, do you reckon? Could we see a... Well, we've got Talk to Me, Bring Her Back. What could the next one be?
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands, I guess.
Send her away.
That would be scary.
I mean, it's I kind of like there's definitely a pattern to the titles of their films. I mean, they are talking about doing a Talk to Me 2, which I think that's a film which would lend itself to a sequel, whereas I think this one, if it were to go down a sequel route, I think it wouldn't work. I think it says everything it needs to say. It ties it up with a nice bow. It kind of leaves you with enough questions to be thinking about it afterwards. And I hope they don't go any further with Bring Her Back, but I can definitely see the Philippou brothers doing more horror films like this.
Which they definitely would, because I think they've got their movie genre now, and because they're doing so well in it, I think that's what they'll stick with. I don't think they'll change, and it'll be very hard for them to change. Imagine them doing a comedy now. I don't think that would work.
I'd be interested to see it if they gave it a go.
Yeah, well, they can do anything. They're very, very classy guys, so
but I think
yeah, and they keep build that they keep building their repertoire, and they're honing their skills. So I mean, to think with a few more movies down the track, you know, they're on the right path.
Definitely. I was watching this thinking they could probably do a really good war movie if
good.
In a similar vein, like kind of war and horror often pair together. This like bloody effects and like building mood. I think they could do quite a good war film in the future.
We, Mr. Lee and I spoke a few weeks ago when we went to see Final Destination, and how, they're up to number six in the franchise. When you keep coming up with ideas for films, sometimes must be so hard, because you're finally nailing, you go, oh, I've got this. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, we've got to do another one, we've got to go bigger and better. And then that's what a lot of these directors and producers and writers have the issue with. It's the storylines, it's the writing. That's the hardest part.
I mean, the storyline of the writing in this is very tight. I mean, I mentioned Pet Sematary before in kind of themes that it's tackling. And I think it's, although you could draw parallels between the two, it's a very different way about that it's going, and it's not really drawing from anything else. This is a completely original idea. I mean, unless they had a YouTube short, which I'd have to look into. But it is a completely new idea to like the Hollywood of like major movies. So there's always something to come up with, but there are too many sequels, I agree.
Yeah, true. So we've come to that time now. I'm going to ask JT to go to the freezer and get me some Choc Tops.
No, sorry, thank I've only you. Got Slop Tops here, Mr. Lee. You'll have to do those.
So, yeah. George, out of 5 Choc Tops, how many are you going to give this movie?
I'm going to give it a solid 4 Choc Tops. I think it's just not. Talk to Her would be a solid 5 Choc Tops, and this one, it's just missing that last Choc Top, but it's close.
That is a very good score. Yeah, hopefully, no doubt, Mr. Lee, there'll be a few hanging along this weekend to bombard you guys at the Forum 6, Nodi and 5 cinemas to see Bring Her Back.
Yeah, I think there will be. I think people will be, I won't say dying to go see it, but yeah, they'll be wanting to see it.
Of course they will. Of course they will.
Yeah. Dying's probably not the right word, is it?
So, no, but
in a horror film.
Yeah, but you're just too good. You're on fire already. Yeah. Now, next week, our Flickstar is Eli, and he is off to see the new Karate Kid Legends movie. George, have you got a question for Eli for Karate Kid next week?
I do. I was thinking long and hard about who would win in a fight between questions, but I settled on if you were in an 80s action movie like Karate Kid, what would your montage song be? When you're doing your training montage, what song would you pick for your montage?
Oh,
I like that too. That's our talking flicksters come up with some great questions, don't they, Jason?
Great questions. Yeah. I think Mr. Lee's there, but you can leave your hat on. I know he likes that song. No, he's a big fan, and the stripper. So it'd be one of those two he'd go down with, but that's all right. So we will see what Eli has to say next week.
Yeah, and I was actually just going to say, yours would be "I'm Too Sexy for This."
Oh,
so you know that song?
Yeah,
that's what you would have.
Here we go.
You'd be doing, you know, wax on, wax off. Yeah, you would.
I'm very good at waxing on and waxing off, Mr. Lee. I'll have you know. I know how to work it, okay? George, great to have you on board once again, my friend. Thank you very much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me on. It's been great.
What a great little movie there. Mr. Lee, it has now sadly come time for us to go. But we should say, if you want to join us for Talking Flicks and be a Flickster, go to the website, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, just go to theforum6.com.au or odium5.com.au, click on Talking Flicks and just fill in the form, and we'll be sending you to the movies and come onto the podcast and tell us all about it, just like George has today.
Mm, exactly. Now, are you still there, George? Easy. Before you go, just want to know, just from an outsider, do you think that Grant Lee and I have been very nice to each other today?
I think you've been more than amicable.
Oh, good. Thank you.
It's good to know. It's good to know.
Yeah. That'll all change on Friday, let me tell you.
I think we're about to get to the end of the episode, Mr. Lee, and I feel very good about it.
So do I. Quick, let's end it now so we don't do anything.
Oh, no, hold on. Friday, though. What's happening Friday? We've got to do the sell.
Oh, yeah.
Sell.
So
what's
on
happening?
Friday, yeah, of course, we're going to talk about our new movies. I've got some interesting news about Mark Hamlin. You know Luke Skywalker?
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Star Wars. You wouldn't have known because you're not a Star Wars fan. So
no.
Yeah. No. And also something's going to be even scarier, more graphic than the original OG movie. You got to find that out what that one's going to be.
I'll wait until Friday for that, Mr. Lee. I think you're having Friday off, aren't you? Yeah, that's right.
Yes, I am. Except for I'm going to come talk to you.
Ah. I look forward to it, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, you'll have to buy me lunch, but...
Do some work, please. Yeah, I'll catch you on Friday midday. Bye.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.